of ponderings and possibilities. This is just an excerpt from my literacy narrative that I wrote in fall of 2023. This is a hopeful book about those who fail. Not really a book per se, but a collection of poems that document my literacy narrative that show how literacy has affected me at different moments in my life. It shows the impact of words on a young girl, a girl who oftentimes felt like giving up, but held on to hope and kept picking herself back up. It shows how reading and writing and speaking held her life together. Number one, Mush and Hush. "Good night, moon," she whispered into the dark every night, a faint lisp trailing on the end of the letters as she slipped the book, well-worn, tattered and torn, under her pillow and oh so quietly placed the yellow flashlight under her lumpy mattress with her other hidden treasures, a hand-me-down pocketbook with drawings from her friends, a doll with missing eyes she still loved but now scared her, a shoe, yes, just one, that her uncle left behind the day before he flew all the way back to that fantastical faraway land named Cali with the sea lions and the perpetual sunshine where he promised he'd whisk her away one day. A purple crayon, just like the one Harold had in her other beloved book, her favorite color, calm and cool, yet brave and bold, just like she hoped to be. Her handmade baby blanket, purple too, that she was much too old for, and there was a new baby in the house, so she couldn't be a baby anymore. And she had to read her books on her own while the baby was bottled and diapered and walked endlessly on those creaky old floors to try to still her colicky cries. As for that baby blanket, maybe nobody would notice if she pulled it out from under the mattress for just a little bit as the dark crept in. Maybe nobody would notice that she didn't like the door shut tight, even if it muffled the sounds of the baby's constant wailing. Maybe nobody would notice that she hadn't opened the curtain just enough to hope to catch a glimpse of the moon. For, like Harold, that bright orb helped orient her when she awoke in the middle of the night, hair damp, pulse racing from the recurring nightmares that never let her sleep through it till morn. Maybe, on the nights when, like Harold, there wasn't any moon, she wouldn't get chills during the Goodnight Nobody part of her book. For its faint, fuzzy light helped her remember where her bedroom window was when there was a moon. It was always right around the moon. It helped her remember where she was, who she was. Resigned, her skinny arm reached out for a flashlight again, then slipped the orange and green book out from under the yellow pillowcase, finger following along with the words, "Good night, stars, good night, air, good night, noises everywhere," mumbling to herself as she finally drifted off to sleep. This first piece, Mush and Hush, shows my literary stirrings, to borrow a phrase from Mike Rose. It shows how, from a very early age, I love books and stories, especially ones about the moon, and how I use them to calm my fears. This is just one piece of the dozen that are included in my literacy narrative. Thank you for listening.